A reading from the first book of Kings. When Elijah reached Horeb, the mountain of the Lord, he came to a cave and spent the night there. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting the mountains and breaking the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence. When Elijah heard that, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. The word of the Lord. How is it that Elijah recognized the voice of the Lord in the sheer silence rather than the fire, the earthquake? I think because he knew the voice of the Lord already. Now that I'm all grown up like I am, I get to go take vacations with me sainted mom. And we travel a lot. It's very fun. And I remember being in a museum once. People everywhere. And there was something I wanted her to see, but she was on the other side of the room. And I didn't want to shout, of course, because we're in a museum, you know. So I just said, "Hey, Ma." And she looked up. All those other mothers in the room, they didn't look up, but she looked up, looked right at me, and I pointed, and she saw it. Why did she look up? Because she knows my voice. And like a good mother, always at least in the back of her mind, she's listening for the call of her children. And so out of all the noise in that room, she picked out my voice. That's how Elijah picked out God's voice. That's how we need to be. Because we live in a world with all sorts of voices, all sorts of noise, big and flashy things trying to get our attention. But it is the voice of the Lord that we need to pick out. And it might be silent, but it is just for us. God calling to us, trying to get our attention, saying, "Look over there, I think you'll like to see that." And if we're not paying attention, we never look. So today, let's try and pay attention and discern which voice is really the Lord's.